Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. I want to ask you to indulge me as I focus on a Louisiana angle of a national news story and a national outrage, because yesterday, my governor, Jeff Landry, announced he was sending 135 Louisiana National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. to keep our streets safe in the nation's capital. Apparently, he's joined by a bunch of other red state governors who are doing this. This decision to send National Guard troops from other states to D.C. is an outrage. It does not do anything to advance public safety. It is an affront to the soldiers that are being sent there to work on this FACACTA mission. It is an insult to the citizens of the states that they're being sent from, where there are real issues that could be addressed by National Guard or by other resources provided by the state. This does nothing to help public safety. All this does is serve, you know, Donald Trump's desire to militarize the nation's capital and to gain power for himself. It does absolutely nothing for the citizens of Louisiana or any of these other states. I want to walk through what Jeff Landry's statement was and then explain how ridiculous it is on a point-by-point basis. He writes this: I approve the deployment of 135 Louisiana National Guard soldiers to Washington, D.C. to assist in President Trump's mission of restoring safety and peace in our nation's capital. We are a nation of law and order. Our capital is a reflection of our nation's respect, beauty, and standards. We cannot allow our cities to be overcome by violence and lawlessness. I am proud to support this mission to return sanity and safety to Washington, D.C. and cities all across our country, including right here in Louisiana. Louisiana National Guard said in a statement that, as directed by the President of the United States, it was sending 135 members to D.C. to, quote, protect federal buildings, national monuments, and other federal properties. What? Why would Louisiana National Guard soldiers be needed to protect national monuments, the Washington Monument, and federal buildings? This is absolutely preposterous and offensive. And no matter what your political leanings are, if you live in Louisiana or one of the other states where National Guard troops are being sent to D.C., you should be offended and insulted. Let me just go through a couple of these things. Crime, this notion that the D.C. crime is so bad that we need to send Louisiana troops there. The homicide rate is higher in New Orleans than it is in Washington, D.C. The homicide rate is higher in Baton Rouge than it is in Washington, D.C. The homicide rate is higher in Shreveport than it is in Washington, D.C. If we were concerned, as Jeff Landry said, by the need for more safety and peace in our cities, and we really needed military troops in the streets to help with that, which I'm quite suspect it will do, then send them to Shreveport. Get Mike Johnson to sign off on it. That's his district. Send Louisiana National Guard troops up to Shreveport and start roaming those streets. Or send them around Tiger Stadium. Go Tigers, to protect people tailgating this fall. Like, it is absurd to think that Louisiana National Guard troops who are going to be unarmed will do more for safety and security standing outside the Georgetown Cupcake and outside Union Station and outside the Lincoln Memorial than they would do standing guard outside similarly important monuments and buildings and areas that we prize right here in Louisiana. It's absurd, and it should be laughed out of the room as a suggestion that we should spend our resources and our manpower protecting, you know, DuPont Circle. Great. Insane. Also, while we talk to crime, I just like to throw this out as you're trying to think about, well, if you're the governor of the state of Louisiana, you're trying to figure out where to prioritize your resources when it comes to crime prevention. Some of you outside the state might not know this. The Orleans Justice Center had the largest jailbreak in America in a century just a couple months ago. 10 people, murderers, violent criminals got out of our prison. There were no National Guard troops guarding that prison. One of the two main orchestrators of that, Derek Groves, is still on the lam. So the guy that organized one of the largest jailbreaks in American history, right here in Louisiana, is out there somewhere. And we're using our resources of restoring safety and peace and law and order to guard M Street in Georgetown in Washington, D.C. instead. It makes no sense. There's so many priorities here that for when it comes to crime and law and order that Governor Landry should be focused on. Why would we waste resources or time or even a second thinking about protecting the National Mall? It's ridiculous. And obviously the National Guard doesn't do, you know, search of jailbreak coordinators, right? It's not CSI Louisiana National Guard, but like there are things that the National Guard actually does that might be useful here in Louisiana.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. These days, it feels like there's advice for everything. Cold plunges, gratitude journals, screen detoxes. But how do you know what actually works for you? With the internet and information overload about mental health and wellness, it can be a struggle to know what's true and what actions to take these days. Using trusted sources and talking to live therapists can get you personalized recommendations and help you break through the noise. A lot of people think to themselves, you know, I've never felt like therapy was for me. I feel like the problems I'm dealing with aren't exactly therapy grade. But therapy isn't just for people who've experienced some major trauma. It can help you be your best, even through the normal slings and arrows that this crazy life throws your way. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. Plus, you can switch therapists at any time. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Talk it out with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/BulwarkTakes. That's BetterHelp.com/BulwarkTakes.
How about let's start with this. Governor Jeff Landry himself announced earlier this year that he's placing the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness under the Louisiana National Guard. So let's talk about Homeland Security. We had a terrorist attack in Louisiana this year. Not in Washington. Not on 14th Street outside Le Diplomat. There was not a terrorist attack this year. There was one on Bourbon Street. Now, I'm not for Louisiana National Guard troops guarding Bourbon Street. I prefer to live in a free country where we don't have, you know, dudes in military fatigues, you know, monitoring public gathering places. But if you're the kind of person who thinks we do need that, we need National Guard troops, we need other federal agents, we need more police gathering in places of public interest that are subject to crime, that are subject to terrorist attacks, well, why wouldn't you start on the place where we had a terrorist attack this year? Governor's Office of Homeland Security wasn't really on the ball on that one when a guy killed 15 people on Bourbon Street because the bollards were removed, allowing the car to get into an area that had been protecting pedestrians. The bollards were down because they were, you know, setting shit up for the Super Bowl. So where was Jeff Landry on that? Like the National Guard's supposed to, and by his own words, be focused on Homeland Security initiatives. We had a terrorist attack here this year. Why are we sending 135 National Guardsmen who ostensibly should be called into duty to help protect in those situations across the country to sit outside Union Station doing nothing? I mean, again, I think that these guys should be able to live their lives. National Guard is a volunteer time. It's not a full-time thing in most of these cases. But if we're going to have National Guardsmen sit outside somewhere, probably Bourbon Street, a better bet. If they're Louisiana National Guardsmen. Here's another thing Louisiana National Guard works on. I mentioned emergency preparedness. The Louisiana National Guard provides critical support during hurricanes, assisting with search and rescue, distributing supplies, and providing security and other vital services. They work with local and state agencies and often collaborate with other National Guard units from across the nation, utilizing the Emergency Management Assistance Compact, EMAC. So we're in hurricane season. I know that the head of FEMA did not realize that there was such a thing as a hurricane season. But you would think that Jeff Landry, who is from Louisiana, would know about hurricane season. We're in hurricane season right now. The Louisiana National Guard provides critical support when hurricanes hit. There's an Atlantic hurricane that's developing right now. No imminent threat to the Gulf. But why would we send over 100 National Guardsmen across the country during hurricane season for totally uncritical duties? What are they going to do exactly? They're going to guard our monuments? Again, maybe they should be at home helping prepare in case we have another big hurricane this year. That seems to be something that should be much higher in the priority of the governor of Louisiana than worrying about whether there are dudes in fatigues roaming the National Mall. Also, I just want to reiterate, people in the National Guard are real people with real jobs. They work in other industries in Louisiana. We're taking away from their businesses. We're taking them away from their families during back to school to send them to sit outside the Georgetown Cupcake. This is ridiculous. It is fucking offensive to the people that are volunteering to work in the National Guard to protect us and to be called into duty when there are actual emergencies, like the terrorist attack that we had this year in January, right here in Louisiana, and in the fallout from hurricanes, which we will probably have to deal with in the weeks and months ahead. Let them be with their families. Let them work their day jobs if there's no actual imminent need for them to do anything else, right? Again, if Mississippi had a major hurricane or a terrorist attack, sure, send the National Guard in from Louisiana to help. Obviously everybody, we want to help our neighbors. You care about people from other states. I'm not totally myopic about this, but sending people to DC for show because Jeff Landry wants Daddy Trump to pat him on the head, that is fucking offensive. It is offensive. Jeff Landry, you go to DC and put on fatigues and march around the mall like a tough guy. Send your family to DC. Why are you sending other Louisianans who are volunteering to serve the state and the country on a fakakta mission to advance your political career, which is going nowhere, by the way? I mean, you're the governor, so it's ending there. The whole thing is offensive, and I feel like people are beaten down by what is happening out there, and it's just, they roll their eyes at this sort of stuff, and it's typical politics and all that. But this isn't typical politics. These are real people's lives that have been upended to go sit outside DC and be, characters in this military stage play that Donald Trump and Jeff Landry are putting on. All right. And they're people that provide real value to Louisiana in their private lives, whether, it be, their contributions to the economy, whether it be their families, their churches, their schools, their communities are being taken away from that. And the other thing they do is they're here in case there are actual emergencies where they need to call in to help. And we've had plenty of those. So this is nasty business. It is not based on any actual threat. It's not based on any actual need. If Donald Trump wants to dress up FBI agents and DEA agents and whatever and have them run around DC, I'm against that too, but that's his problem. There's no reason that people from Louisiana and other states around the country should be sent to get involved in this because, the governors of the states want to make their orange daddy happy. It's BS. Should speak out about it. If you live in Louisiana, if you live in one of the other states that they're sending their National Guard troops, write and call your governors and let them know that you're pissed because they need to hear about it. Subscribe to the feed. Much more to come today. I'm on one. I'm up. I'm back. I'm in Louisiana. I'm in my hole, and I'm fired up. So you got more videos to come. Stick around. Tell your friends. Go Tigers. We'll see y'all soon.